Happy Aloha Friday, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thanks, Frank. Firefighters are making progress on the largest fire in the Warm Springs Reservation. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has that report.
The High Cascades complex has grown to 90,000 acres.
Some of that is from burnout operations. Some of it's just grass moving.
Jerry Mills of the Northwest Coordination Center says the fire is 25% contained. They're hoping for more containment before hot weather and winds hit this weekend.
They opened the Deschutes River for rafting.
Rafters going through segment one will be escorted because helicopters are dipping into the river for water to fight the fire. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Cutting government also means cutting jobs, and a group rallying in downtown Bend last night wanted to get that message out. The rally in front of the downtown Wells Fargo Bank had several speakers addressing the urgent need in our state for family wage jobs. Maureen Crawford is a community organizer.
We also want to make it note that our economy can't get stimulated through budget cuts alone, whether it's tax loopholes for corporations and the wealthy, or just budget cuts to programs like Medicaid, because those programs actually do fund jobs in Oregon in our healthcare system. And not only do they hurt the people that need the services, they also cut jobs, and so it strains the system.
The rally in Bend was part of a statewide effort over the last couple of days to target congressional leaders and stress to them the need for job creation and not just government cuts. The gala at the River House draws a lot of people together for a great cause. This year, the benefiting charity is Grandma's House. Past beneficiaries include Sparrow Clubs, the Boys and Girls Clubs, Habitat for Humanity, and Volunteers in Medicine, among many others. 100% of ticket sales go directly to the chosen charity. Officials with the River House Hotel and Convention Center are asking nonprofits to contact them if they wish to be considered for the 2013 gala. For more information, contact Aaron Woods at the River House. About 16 volunteers, including some from Central Oregon, are deployed to the East Coast to help out with the Hurricane Irene disaster. James Roddy, American Red Cross Director of Communications, says the volunteers come from every corner of the state.
There's certainly the possibility that more folks may be going in the future. This is a huge disaster. It's covered pretty much all the Mid-Atlantic and New England states, and the Red Cross relief efforts are going to continue for quite some time.
Roddy says they're also responding to fires at the Warm Springs Reservation. He says this has been a horrible year for disasters, with Midwest tornadoes, fires in the Southwest and the South, and now the hurricanes. He says they have a call out for all blood types because all the blood services in the East are cut off right now. Contact the local Red Cross chapter to donate blood or to donate cash to help out. A recent report shows wages in Deschutes County lag well behind the national average, and a regional economist says she's not surprised. Carolyn Egan says Deschutes County has seen an increase in the percentage of jobs in the leisure and hospitality industries, and those jobs tend to pay less. The national average for an hourly wage is $21.35 an hour. The Deschutes County average is $19.05. A Madras dog shot in the face and dumped at the Jefferson County Kennels and Dog Control is recuperating nicely. Thank you very much. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on Bullet.
Bullet, the six-month Jack Russell Terrier, has undergone surgery and is resting at the shelter. Bullet was left on their property last Friday, but it took them several days to catch her. Animal Control Officer Renee Davidson says Bullet is doing great.
You know, she's able to eat and lick and whine and be happy at this point. She's probably about 6 or 7 months old, very young, very, playful and very sweet.
Bullet is expected to make a full recovery. She should be available for adoption in a couple of weeks. The shelter has already had people ask about adopting her. If you know who Bullet's owner is, you are asked to call the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And four small fires reported in Northeast Bend Wednesday night could be those of an arsonist. Dispatch received several calls about fires burning in the Hamby Neff Road and Eagle Road areas. The largest of them was about 100 square feet. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.